Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding 12 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis at Gufa Omar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Today's year is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Vasimcha Leah Shalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to talk about today is, first, whether if a treifa happens between the shechita of one simon and the other, so is that going to actually make the animal a treifa or not? Or do we say, no, you're in the middle of the shechita process, and therefore the animal will not become a treifa, and does it matter which part of the animal becomes a treifa? Meaning, if you already shechted the windpipe, so then the lung becomes a treifa, maybe that doesn't matter, because the lung is already taken care of by the shechita of the windpipe, but maybe the b'nei me'ayim becoming a treifa at that point, maybe that would make a difference. So that's going to be the first discussion. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, are the b'nei me'ayim considered to be Aver min achai for a nachri always, regardless, it's always perhaps going to be considered Aver min achai for a nachri, and that leads to the conversation of, is there some such a thing that for a Jewish person is totally mutter, but for a nachri is going to be Aser? Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss whether Shechita accomplishes Hechsher LeKabel Tuma, even if it's a bloodless Shechita. If you could somehow manage, I don't know how one would manage to do a bloodless Shechita, is it going to accomplish Hechsher LeKabel Tuma? The Gemara is going to discuss, well, wait a second, the Mishnah seems to be worried about Tumas Yadayim when you do Shechita on a Chulin animal. Why would Tumas Yadayim matter to Chulin? Yadayim are shnios. Chulin cannot become a shlishi. So your tame yadayim should have no impact on a chulin animal. And that takes us through the rest of the daf and into tomorrow's daf. That question of why it is that we're worried about tumas yadayim on a chulin animal, the Gemara is going to have four different approaches appear in today's daf. So we'll see how far we get. So says the Gemara, Gufa. Amar Reb Shimon Lakish, Shachat Eskon V'achar Kach Nikva Hareya Ksheira. If you shech the kana, and then after you shech the kana, there's a hole develops in the animal's lung. That's perfectly kosher. So Amarava Loam Rabbi Shimon Lakish al Bereya. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon Lakish will say that's true of the lung, hole of the chayreya tzuyibakana, because the lung is connected to the kana. So once you already shech to the kana, the lung is not considered to be viable anyway. It's already been severed. It's already it's as if it's munach bedikla. It's in a basket already. It's separate from the animal. Avul b'bnei me'ayim, but maybe if there's a puncture in the b'nei me'ayim after you shecht the kana prior to shechting the veshet, then Reish Lakish is not going to be matter such a thing. Maybe a nekev in the b'nei me'ayim will actually make the behema a treifa even after you shechted the kana, because the chiyus of the b'nei me'ayim has nothing to do with the kana. It has to do with the veshet, right? The b'nei me'ayim is connected to the food pipe. So even after you shecht the kana, the b'nei me'ayim is still considered to be connected to the Gufa Behema. So we have it in our gear so that it's Rava that says this. The Tzach points out that the Girsa of the Rashba and the Rush, that it is Rabba who says this, is the more correct Girsa. Because it cannot be that Rabbi Zeira is going to answer to Rava, because Rabbi Zeira was way before Rava. He was a Talmud of Rav. Rava was a Talmud of Rabba and Rav Yosef. So just generationally wouldn't work out, and therefore he changes the Girsa, or he goes with those that have the Girsa, the Rashba and the Rush that have the Girsa, that it's Amar Rabba. But be that as it may, so Rabba or Rava makes this chilik, that maybe when the kana develops a hole after you did, when the Reya develops a hole after you did the Shechita Sakana, that's not going to be a treifa. But if the B'nai Me'ayim develop a hole after the Shechita Sakana, that will be a treifa. So Maskev Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira challenges Rava slash Rabba. Wait a second, if Reish Lakish was willing to say that with a nekivas reya, with a puncture of the reya of the lung after the shechitas kana, Reish Lakish was willing to be matir, because once you shecht simin echad anyway it's a treifa. You've made it a treifa, meaning it's not a treifa halachically that it's going to be usher to eat, but it means that the animal's not surviving once you already cut siman echad. So once you already cut siman echad, you've taken so much of the chiyus out of this animal, and therefore it could be whatever treifa comes up once you've already shechted siman echad doesn't have an impact on the halachic status of the animal, because you've already taken out some of the chiyus of the animal. Mali bereya, mali bibrei me'ayim. And therefore, what make a difference if the problem develops in the reya or the bnei me'ayim? That Rabbi Zeira understands that the basis for Eish Lakish is not because the reya is connected to the kana, and therefore, as soon as you shech the kana, it's kemunach bedikla. It's as if it's sitting in a basket and it's not really part of the animal anymore. No, it's because once you did part of the shechita, the full life force of the animal no longer exists, and therefore it doesn't have the capacity to become a treifa at all anymore. Not by nekivas hareya, and not by nekivas habnei me'ayim. V'hadar bei Rabbi Zeira. But then Rabbi Zeira backed out of this kasha. He said he changes his mind, and he's moda to Rava's chilek. Meaning, in the end of the day, even Rabbi Zeira would agree that when you shech the kana, it's only the reya that can no longer be a treifa. But once you shech the kana, the bnei me'ayim can still make the animal a treifa. How do I know that Rabbi Zeira ultimately agreed to this chilek between kana, between Nekivas HaReya and Nekivas HaBnei Me'ayim, because of the following? Dubai Rabbi Zeira, because Rabbi Zeira himself raised the following shayla. Nikvu B'nei Me'ayim bein Simin L'Simin. If the B'nei Me'ayim developed a Nekev in between shechting the Kana and shechting the Veshet, Mahu. So you want to know, what is the din of this behema? So, Mi Mitzdarif Simin Rishon L'Simin Sheni L'Tarbi Midei Nevela. Do we assume that the Shechita of the Kana and the Shechita of the Veshet join with one another in order to make it that the animal doesn't have tumas nevela, although, or maybe it's they don't join with one another because the shechit of the kana and the shechit of the veshet are accomplishing different things. The shechit of the kana was a shechit ruuya, and therefore it would have been mitar midei nevela, and also would have been matar the beimu ba'achila. But then there was a nekev in the bnei me'ayim after you shechted the kana. So by the time you shechted the veshet, all that shechit of the veshet could accomplish is to be matar midei nevela. It was never going to be matar ba'achila because it was already, the animal already became a treifa by the time you got around to shechting the veshet. There was a nekev of the bnei me'ayim by the time you got around to shechting the veshet. So maybe there's that you cannot be mitzareif the shechita of the kana with the shechita of the veshet if the shechita of the kana would have accomplished a heter achila, was on course to accomplish a heter achila, but by the time you shechted the veshet, there was a nekev of bnei me'ayim who was already a treifa, and it never would have accomplished a heter achila. Oh, once they're not accomplishing the same thing, maybe it's not called the shechita, and the whole thing is not called the shechita, and it's not even going to be mitar midei nevela. So even though Rabbi Zeira is not 100% explicit that his shaila is about tar midei nevela only and not about heter achila, the Gemara says it must be that it's about tarim midei nevela and not about heter achila, from the fact that the Amoraim link Ilfa's suffix that we're about to see with the suffix of Rabbi Zeira. Va'amrinan lav haynu dubai Ilfa, and that we said, isn't Rabbi Zeira's shayla the exact shayla that Ilfa had asked with relation to the shechita status of a fetus? The halacha normally is that so long as the fetus is still inside the mother, it's nitar b'shechita se'em, that you do a shechita on the mother, that shechita covers the fetus as well. But if hotzias yado, if the fetus sticks some part of its body outside of the mother prior to the mother's shechita, that aver that went outside of the mother's body becomes like a treifa. It becomes asbachil, has din like a treifa. And therefore the shechita of the mother is only going to be able to be matarit midei nevela, but is never going to be able to be matir that ba'achila. So Ilfa is not sure. Hotzi ubaras yado bein simin l'simin mahu. What if you shechted the kana, then the ubar sticks his hand out, and then you shecht the veshet? So what's the din? Mi Tarif Simon Rishon the Simon Sheni the Tarim de Nevela? Although, do we say that at least as far as Tumas Nevela, the Shechita is going to work on this Aver that the animal that the baby stuck out, or maybe not? Maybe you cannot be mitzarif the Shechita's Kana to the Shechita's Haveshet, because the Shechita of the Kana was done before the baby had stuck anything out, and therefore would have accomplished even a heterachila for the Anadaraisa level for the baby, and the Shechita of the Veshet was never on course to accomplish a heterachila because the baby had already stuck its hand out. So the only thing it could have accomplished ever was the Tarim Nidei Nevela. So since the Shechita of the Kana and the Shechita of the Veshet were only destined to accomplish different things, so maybe there's no tziruf between them, and therefore it doesn't have the ability even to be Tarim Nidei Nevela, meaning even what they both commonly should have, what the Shechita's Kana and Shechita's Veshet should have had in common, that they both would accomplish Tarim Nidei Nevela, maybe even that doesn't happen, because since they accomplish different things, even that which they have in common is not accomplished. It's not called the Shechita. And the Gemara says, yeah, that's exactly Rabbi Zeira's suffix. So you see that Rabbi Zeira was masupik about the very same thing, that Rabbi Zeira understands that if you shecht the Kana, and then there's a trefa that develops in the B'nai Me'ayim, and then you shecht the Veshet, the animal's going to be treif. You're not going to be allowed to eat it. The whole question is the animal also a nevela? That was Rabbi Zeira's whole question. But bottom line is, you see, ad kan lo yibayilan, the whole shayla that Rabbi Zeira had about b'nei me'ayim that develop in Nekev in between the Shechita Sakar and the Shechita Veshet is ela l'tarim midei nevela, is whether this Shechita at least will take away the status of tumas nevela, aval ba'achila asura. But he was willing to take it for granted that it's going to be asur ba'achila. And that's how we know that Rabbi Zeira ultimately rejected his idea that the animal cannot become a trefa at all once you did Shechita Sakana. So he accepted the chiluk that once you do Shechita Sakana, a trefa in the lung will be inconsequential, but a trefa in other parts will still be consequential. That's Rabbi Zeira accepted Rabba/Rava's chiluk. So Amalei Ravacha bar Rav l'Ravina, Dilma Leon lo Hadabe, are you sure? Maybe Rabbi Zeira never really backed out of his svara, and maybe he would hold that if a trefa develops in the B'nai Me'ayim after the Shechita Sakana, that the animal is taka kosher. Maybe he was only talking lefi shitas Rava, but he himself would reject that shita. He would hold that if there's a nekev of the b'nei me'ayim bein simon l'simon, it's mutaraf ba'achila. And he was just saying that according to Rava, who distinguishes between the reya and the b'nei me'ayim, so then I have a shayla. Does it at least take away the nevela status? Personally, though, maybe Rabbi Zeira holds that if anything happens to the B'nai Me'ayim in between the Shechita of the Kana and the Shechita of the Veshet, the animal does not become a treifa, doesn't even become a treifa. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Shema Minam Mid Rabbi Shimon Lakish, one thing that emerges from Reish Lakish, leaving aside Rava's Chilik of Reya, B'nai Me'ayim, does Rabbi Zeira agree to Rava's Chilik? Go back to the basics. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says that if you shecht the Kana, and then there was after you shechted the Kana, there became a nekev in the lung, it's kosher. Because once you shechted the Kana, the whole respiratory system is shechted. It's viewed as not being part of this animal anymore. So it's munach bedikla. So it says, wow, it, logically, what would follow from that is something extraordinary. That Shema Minami Rav Shimon Lakish, we see from Rav Shimon Lakish that once you shecht the Kana, you take the whole Kana vireya and you say that it's as if it's not part of the animal anymore, it will turn out that you're allowed to invite a Jew to eat b'nei me'ayim, the internal organs, including the lung, on an animal, but you cannot invite an ovid kochavim to eat a lung. You know, if I don't know if do people eat lungs, but if it's a, let's say it's a delicacy somewhere, so you can invite a Yisrael to eat lungs with you, but you cannot invite an Ovid Chavim to eat lungs with you, meaning lungs will always be Asr for an Ovid Chavim. My time, why would that be the case, that a lung is mutter for a Jew to eat and Asr for an Ovid Chavim to eat? Yisrael de b'shchita tal yimil. So what makes a behema mutter for a Jew to eat? It's shchita that makes it mutter, meaning how do you take away the status of Eivor Menachai? You do a shchita. That's what a Jew has to do. Kivin dik a shchita malisa ishtari lehu. So since you did a proper shchita on a regular animal, now we're talking about you did a regular shchita on a regular animal, not a treifa, so the whole animal becomes mutter, including the lung. And even though at the moment that the lung, that you finished the shchita, the lung was already considered separate from the body, meaning that at the moment that the lung became separated from the body, the animal was still alive, right? When you shechted the kana, as soon as you cut through the kana, it's considered that the whole respiratory system is separate from the body. The animal's still alive at that point, but it's not Eivor Min HaChai, because you did a shechita. And as long as you did a shechita, that's what a Jew has to do. It's not the death of the animal that takes away the Yisra of Eivor Min HaChai. It is shechita that takes away Eivor Min HaChai. Whereas, of the chavim to bin chirasagilu, by an ovid chavim, where all it requires is nechira, meaning you don't have to do a shechita, just kill it, and the guy is allowed to eat it. B'misa talya milsa. The heter of whatever you're going to, of all the parts of the animal, are tali in misa. So therefore, if you view the respiratory system as if it's been removed from this animal the second you cut through the kana, it's still live when you cut it through the kana. So then we view this lung as if it was taken from a live animal. And a lung that was taken from a live animal, for a ben Noach. So it would turn out that it's a usher for a Nachri to eat, but mutter for Yisrael to eat. So I'm Rav Papa, Havi Yassim, the Kamed Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Uba'i de Emele. He says, you know, I was sitting in front of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, and I really wanted to tell him that the obvious kasha on this is that mi ikamidi di Yisrael shari yulavid chav maser. Is that, could there be such a thing? Could there be such a thing that's mutter for a Nachri and is usher for Yisrael? And, you know, because after all, when we got the Torah, we were elevated, so we should have more Isurim, not less Isurim. Things shouldn't have gotten easier for us. V'lo Amri Le, but I didn't say this Taina, Damina Hataima Ka'amar, because I said, you know, he explained himself, he explained what the logic is, why it would be mutter for Yisrael and Asr for a Ben Noach, so I didn't say anything. So it says, Tanya Talo Ravacha Bar Yaakov, that we have a Braisa that says not like this Chiddush of Ravacha Bar Yaakov, that you don't give a Nachri the Bnei Me'ayim. Because the Braisa says, "Harotza lechel mi behema kodem shetetze nafsha." If you want to eat meat from a behema after the shechita, but before it's actually dead, meaning you want to actually remove meat from a behema that's still alive, but you did a shechita, and therefore it's kosher, chotech kezayis basar from beis ha-shechita, you can cut out a kezayis basar from the neck of the animal right around the area where you do the shechita, umolcho yafa yafa, do a really good malicha on it, umedicho yafa yafa, and rinse it off, umamtin lat shetetze nafsha, v'olcho, and then wait for the animal to die, and then you can eat it. Wait, there's no isra of Eivor Min HaChai, even if the animal is not dead yet. You did a shechita, so, but nevertheless, you can't eat it before the animal dies for a different reason. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samuel Gimel, Darshan's from L'Sochel al Adam. So that's what Rashi points out, that it's a violation of L'Sochel al Adam. It's not a violation of Eivor Min HaChai, you did shechita, but it's a violation of L'Sochel al Adam. So, however, Rashi writes, that's only in Issa Drabban, the Pasuk's in Asmachta. However, the Rambam, in Hilchot Machol Sasur's Parak Aleph Halacha Beis, understands that L'Sochel al Adam is in Issa Min HaTorah. It's just say you don't get Malkus on it. L'Sochel al Adam is the example of a Lav Shebechlalos, meaning there are other examples, but it's the most, it's the go-to examples, the one that, the paradigmatic example of a Lav Shebechlalos, because L'Sochel al Adam also means you're not supposed to eat before davening, right? So L'Sochel al Adam means a lot of different things. That the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, when they kill someone, is not allowed to eat before they execute the person that they're executing that day. So bottom line is the Madichu Mamzal Shteis Nafshav Ochlo Echad Oved Kochavim Ve'Echad Yisrael Mutarim Bo. So it says Beferish that even a guy is allowed to eat it. Ah, it's still alive, isn't it? Eivor Min HaChai for a guy. Apparently, if it's mutter for a Jew, it's mutter for a guy. That you're not going to have something that's mutter for Yisrael and is going to be an usher for a Ben Noach against Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Misayele the Rav Yidi Bar Ravin. Dam Rav Yidi Bar Ravin Am Rav Yitzchak Bar Hashian. And a riot Rav Yidi Bar Ravin is the following. Harotzer Shiavri, if a person person, meaning this brisa is a raya to Ravidi Baravin, because Ravidi Baravin taught us the name Ravitzo Barashian, that Rotsa Shiavri, if a person wants to have something really healthy in his diet, Chotech Kazayas Basar Beshchitasa Shel Behema, cut out a Kazayas Basar from the Beis Hashchit of the Behema, Umolcho Yafi Yafa, salt it really well, Umadicho Yafi Yafa, and rinse it really well, Umamtalash Tates Nafsha, wait for the animal to die, Echrov Vechisal Mutarimbo, and it's Mutar for both the Yisrael and an Ovid Chavim. Now, Tosfos raises the question that the Gemara in Sanhedrin asks on this klal, meaning in the end of the day, it seems to say we accept the klal that there's nothing that a Jew is allowed to have that a Nachri is not allowed to have. It can't be. So the Gemara asks on this klal, can't be, Yifas Toar. A Yifas Toar is Mutar for Yisrael. In a time of war, he's allowed to take for himself a Yifas Toar. There's no heter for a Nachri to just grab some woman from the enemy and take her. So the Gemara over there answers in Sanhedrin, Shiny Ovid Chavim, the Lav B'nei Kibush Ninu, that they also don't have a mitzvah of kibush, that Yifas Torah is a circumstantial mitzvah, that it's in the circumstance of the mitzvah's kibush. So when you don't have a mitzvah's kibush, you're never in the circumstance, and that's why Yenachri doesn't have a heter of Yifas Torah. He's never in the circumstance. It's like saying there's no, I don't know, but it has to be in the circumstance. I was going to say gittin, because there's no ishus, but there is ishus by a guy. So anyway, but so if the any time that the reason that for the heter is that the whole thing is not shaykh to Ben Noach, so then you could have things that are usher for Yisrael and mutter for a Ben Noach. So by a mefarcheses, a behema that's still jumping around, where you could say shiny of the chum d'lav bnei shchita ninu, and that's why it's usher to them, because they never have this heter. And Tosa says, and don't ask from that which we say Ovid Chavim Shavas Chayiv Misa, or Ovid Chavim Shosu Petorah Chayiv Misa, meaning for a Jew there's no Isra of learning Torah, for a Jew there's no Isra of keeping Shabbos, so maybe the klal is not an acceptable klal from that perspective. You see that there are things that are mutter for a Jew and asr for a Ben Noach. So Tosa says, no, that's clearly not a kasha. Those are mitzvos, meaning that's not a reflection of less kedusha of Yisrael. That's asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, that we have the kedusha of observing the mitzvah of Shabbos, of observing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Tosfos also raises the question that Rabbi Meir on Daf Kuf Beis holds that the Yisrael of Eiver Menachai is only knowing by a behemah tahora, but not by a chay va'of, because it's also dafka be Yisrael, but a ben Noach is aser be'Eiver Menachai shel chay va'of, meaning the fact that Rameir holds Eiver Menachai doesn't apply to Chai Va'of is only for a Jew. But for a guy, the Yisra of Eiver Menachai will apply to Chaya of Va'of as well. Well, wait a second. Mika Midi, the Yisrael Shari, you're going to tell me that if you have an Eiver Menachai from a Chaya or an Oaf, for a Jew that's Mutter, and for a guy that's going to be Aser, what happened to our rule? So Tosa suggests that even though Legabe Yisrael, there's no Eiver Menachai for a Chaya of Va'of, but Yisrael's still not allowed to eat it. It's still Aser. It's just not technically Eiver Menachai. It's a different Iser called Eino Zavuach, that anything that's mechus or shchita is going to be asr as well. Meaning anything that once had a chiv shchita and doesn't have a shchita, that's going to be asr anyway for Yisrael. It just may not technically be Eiver Menachai. Then Tosa says, Reish Lakish, who holds a chati shir is mutter min haTorah, must hold like Rav Acha bar Yaakov and disagree with this klal, because the Yisrael would be allowed to eat Eiver Menachai of a behema temeya that doesn't have a kazayis basar, because it's only asr mishum minister behema temeya and not mishum Eiver Menachai. And the Yisra Behema Temeya is only B'Kazayis, whereas B'nai Noach are Asr to eat it because of Eiver Menachai, and that's Asr even if it's less than a Kazayis. So must be, says Tosos, that Reish Lakish disagrees with this klal. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Hashokhi Behemachai V'opalo Yotzman Dam K'sherim. If you do a bloodless Shechita, it's still going to be kosher. So says Marav Nechon B'Yadai Mesuavos. Since there was no Dam, there was nothing to be machshir the meat to be makabel tumah, and therefore you're allowed to eat this meat while your hands are tame. Now, if l'chora, forget about while your hands are tame, you're allowed to eat it while your whole body's tame. Meaning, the point is, that this meat is not a receiver of tumah. It has nothing to do with how tameh you are. It's not hukshar lekabel tumah. So nothing that happens to this meat can be metameh it. The halacha by ochlin is, by any food, is that it can only become tameh once it's hukshar lekabel tumah. So why are we saying that you could eat it? Your daim is so avos. You could eat it when your whole body is tameh. Your daim is so avos is always only a tumah mitrabanan. There's no such thing on a daraisa level that only your hands are tameh and not the rest of your body. So we're burying the lead over here, right? Meaning the real story is you could eat it when you're really tamei midaraisa. So in a chinami, the Torah Chaim points out that that's true. But the Mishnah wants the dafka pick a case of tumas yadayim because it would turn out because of the mashmaus that if dam would have come out at the shechita, then it would be hukshar lekabel tumah, and then it would be tamei even if your whole body's not tamei. Then it would be tamei even if it was only your daim misuavos. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though all you have is this tumah derabanan of tumas yadayim, that would be enough to impact it if blood came out at the shechita. So even though the chacham generally are gozer on yadayim that they are shnios l'tumah, it's not going to be able to be metame this behemah chayav oaf that didn't bleed l'fi shelo hukshuru b'dam, because it never became hukshur l'kabel tumah al yaday this dam. Now why were they ever gozer that hands are going to have a status of a sheni l'tuma? So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph says because yadayim askanios hein, and therefore there were gozer that yadayim have a status of a sheni l'tuma. So Rashi says, what does it mean yadayim askanios hein? That they are always touching parts of your body that are unclean, and therefore if you always have sweat and dirt on your hands and you're going to touch truma with your grubby hands, so that's disrespectful to the truma, that you're going to make the truma all gross. Whereas Rashi then quotes from his Rebbeim that we have to be choshesh that maybe the yadayim touched tumah. So maybe that's the problem, that we don't want you touching tumah because maybe your yadayim touched tumah. So Rashi says that doesn't make any sense, because then we should be choshesh that maybe your yadayim touched an avatumah and they're a rishon tumah, and therefore why are we gozer that your yadayim are only a sheni? Your yadayim might have touched a sheretz, they might have touched an avatumah. Furthermore, if they touch tumah, if you touch a sheretz, it's not your yadayim that become tameh, it's your entire body that becomes tameh. Furthermore, if they touch tumah, the netilas yadayim shouldn't solve the problem. You would need tevilas kol gufo. So Rashi says that's why I prefer my pshat over my Rebbeim's pshat. That the reason there goes there sheni l'tumah on the yadayim is not because of an actual tumah, it's because your yadayim touch things that are gross, and we don't want to make truma gross. So that's it's a physical thing that they made such a gzeira. So that's how Rashi disagrees. Now it's important to realize when we talk about tumas yadayim, there are three gzeiros on yadayim. Shlomo Melech made a gzeira that yadayim are tamei legabe kachim. They're not allowed to touch kachim unless you do netilas yadayim. And then the gzeira of the Yurches Dover with the Shammai and Hillel, there were goes there even legabe truma. Right, that's in the Yurches Dover and Masech Shabbos. That one of the 18 gzeiros that the Beis Shammai managed to ram through when they realized that they had more people there than the Beis Hillel was this was Tumas Yadayim Legabe Truma. And then later there were gozer on Netilas Yadayim even for Chulin, that even when we eat a sandwich, we need to do Netilas Yadayim. That's a third gezeira, even for Chulin. Okay, but be that as it may. So the first, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says that if you do a bloodless shechita, so the bus is not Uchshul Kabbal Tumah, and therefore you can touch it with Tamei hands. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Uchshul B'shechita. The shechita itself is Machshul Kabbal Tumah, even without Dam. Shechita alone is Machshel Kabbal Tumah. So now the Gemara asks the million-dollar question that we spend the rest of the daf on. Taimet lo yatsmeyem dam. Sounds like the whole reason the Behem Mechayva Of are allowed to be eaten with tameh hands is because no blood came out and therefore was not hukshar lekabel tumah. But if dam would have come out during the shechita, you would not be allowed to eat it with tameh hands. But amai, yadayim shniyos hein, ve'ein sheniyos ha-shlishi b'chulin. Why would that be a problem though? Your yadayim, even if your hands are tameh, they're only a sheni l'tumah. So even if the basar is hukshar lekabel tumah, what kind of basar are we talking about? This is basar chulin. We're not talking about a carbon. korbanos. This is regular meat. Chulin can't become a shlishi anyway. So when my sheni hands touch this chulin meat, nothing should happen. Chulin can't become a shlishi. So says Gemara, the premise of the question is that we're talking about chulin meat. What makes you so sure that the Mishnah is about chulin and it's not talking about a korban? Who told you we're talking about chulin? Says Gemara, it's pashut that we're talking about chulin. There are four clear rayas that we're talking about chulin. Number one, midiktani chaya. We said that it's a chaya. A chaya, you can't have a korban that's a chaya. Dilu kachim, chaya bekachim, miika. If we're talking about a kachim, you can't have. You can have a behema, you can have an oaf, but there's no chaya. You don't shech giraffes in the Beis HaMikdash. Visu, another raya that we're not talking about kachim, is iba kachim, ki lo yotzaman dam ksheira, hu atzma ledam utzarech. What do you mean that we said that if you do a shechita and dam doesn't, a bloodless shechita is kosher? For a kachim, it's absolutely not. The whole purpose of kachim is to get the dam. The whole kapara comes from the zrikas adam. It's all about the dam when it comes to kachim. So you can't say that it's perfectly fine if you have a bloodless shechita. Visu, a third raya that we're not talking about kachim, iba kachim, ki yatsame and dam, mi machshir. Would blood coming out be machshir, the meat to be makabal tuma? V'amra b'chia baraba, amra b'yochanan, minayin l'dam kachim she'eno machshir. I know that kachim dam is not machshir lekabel tuma shenemar, because the pasuk says ala aretz tishbechenu kamayim. So we darshin dam shenishbach kamayim machshir. Only dam that you would discard, that you would let flow, that's nishbach kamayim. Only that is machshir lekabel tuma. Is machshir ochel to be mekabel tuma sheenu nishbach kamayim? But dam that is not nishbach kamayim, but is very valuable to you, and that you need to catch to be zorik on the mizbeach and to achieve your kapara, meaning dam kachim, eino machshir, is not machshir lekabel tuma. So that's the third raya that we're not talking about kachim. And a fourth raya, visu iba kachim, ki lo yatzmeim dam lo miskashri, miskashri b'chibis hakodesh. The kaimelon, chibis hakodesh machshartan. The Mishnah is assuming that if dam didn't come out, then nothing made it hukshir lekabel tuma. Well, the din by kachim is chibis hakodesh machshartan. Just the very fact that it's kachim gives it a chashivos to be hukshir lekabel tuma. Meaning this assumption seems to be that the concept of hukshir the kabel tuma is that once a food has come in contact with a liquid, it elevates the chashivas of the food. It makes the food more ready to eat. And because it's now chashiv enough, it's now no longer considered, you know, a behema, it's considered food. So when it comes to kachim, it has an inherent chashivas. So chibas hakodesh already gives it the chashivas of a food. So of course we're talking about chulin in our Mishnah. And therefore our kasha is a good kasha. Right? This is just a way of establishing the credentials of the kasha, that the kasha is a good kasha. So again, the kasha is, why am I worried if my hands are tameh when I'm touching this this meat that was hukshul lekabel tuma? My hands are only a sheni l'tuma. Chulin meat can't become a shlishi. Nothing could happen to the chulin meat. Four approaches. Approach number one. Amrav Nachman Amrav Baravua, hacha b'chulin shalachan b'kesav maiser askinan. We're talking about chulin meat that was bought with maiser sheni money, and therefore has kedusha of maiser sheni, which cannot be eaten b'tumah. And the Mishnah assumes that maiser sheni has the same din in when it comes to tumah like truma does. Truma can become a shlishi l'tumah. The Mishnah must be assuming that maiser sheni can also become a shlishi. And therefore, if I'm touching my, if my hands are a sheni l'tumah, when they touch maiser sheni meat, it will be problematic. Udalok, Rabbi Meir, and this would be against the sheet of Rabbi Meir, Titnan, because there's a Mishnah, Maseches Para, Kalaton Bias Mayim, Midivrei Sofrim, anything that requires Netilas Yadayim, for example, anything that Midrabanan requires Bias Mayim, Mitameyas HaKodesh, will make a Kodesh Tamei enough to even transfer that to something else. Meaning, if you have a sheni l'tumah, your hands are a sheni l'tumah, and they touch kachim, that kachim becomes a shlishi, and it could therefore turn something else into a revi b'kodesh. Uposalas ha-truma. But if those hands touch truma, it makes it possible. It makes it that it itself becomes tamei, but not tamei enough to be metamei something else that's like it. Umutar b'chulin u'b'meiser, divra meir. But if we're chulin or meiser, there is no such thing as a shlishi by chulin or meiser. Whereas v'cham osrim b'meiser. The chum say, no, if it's meiser, it's just like truma. It can actually be become a shlishi l'tumah. So you see that you have this machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Meir, whether Meiser Sheni can become a shlishi l'tumah. So maybe our Mishnah is assuming that it can, and our Mishnah, yes, it's talking about meat that's not Kodesh meat, but it's Meiser Sheni meat. So Maskev Rav Shimi Barashi, Mimai, how do you know that according to the Chachamim, Meiser Sheni can become a shlishi l'tumah by touching yadayim that are shnios? Dilma ad kan lo pligi rabbanalei de Rabbi Meir, ella ba'achilas Meiser. Maybe they were only disagreeing when it comes to a person who is a sheni l'tumah about eating Meiser that's Meiser Sheni. Like a person who's tameh is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. Aval b'negiyah de Meiser, va'achila de chulin lo pligi. Maybe when it comes to a sheni l'tumah touching Meiser, maybe everyone agrees that that's perfectly fine, and that the Meiser does not become a shlishi. Meaning maybe the whole machlokes or Meir l'chamim is that there might be an iser for a person who's a sheni l'tumah to eat Meiser Sheni. It's a din in achila, but maybe there's no din of negiyah. So says Gemara, v'hanegiyahi. But if our Mishnah is talking about negiyah of yadayim with basar, by negiyah yadayim of basar kodesh that has kedushas Meiser Sheni to it, everyone would say would not be asr b'achila. So maybe that's not a valid explanation of our Mishnah. So again, our kasha was, what do we worry about in our Mishnah? My sheni hands are going to touch chulin. Nothing happens to chulin when my sheni hands touch chulin. Answer number one was, it's not chulin, it's my sheni, and my sheni can become a shlishi. So it says, not so clear that my sheni can become a shlishi when you touch it. And we're talking about touching over here. Midiktani, so the Rav Shimi says, and I know it's talking about negiyah, because it says, nachelin b'yadai mesuavos. It doesn't say, so Mila Askinan de Kasafi Le Chavre, meaning aren't we talking about even in a case where the guy who's eating it has tar hands, but someone else has tame hands, touched it and is feeding it to him? So you see from the Mishnah that if the basar was Hukshal le Kabal Tuma, it would become possible by Achila by having someone with tame hands touching it. And therefore, answer number one does not work. Ella Amrav Papra, Papa said, okay, let's move on to answer number two. Hachab Yadayim Tchilas Askinan. We're not talking about hands that are Sheni Tumah, we're talking about hands that are Rishon Tumah. V'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he did Tanya, Ein Yadayim Tchilas L'chulin. Yadayim never become a Rishon Tumah L'gabe Chulin. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Amrav Shimon Rameir, Yadayim Tchilas L'chulin. Yadayim do have a status of Rishon Tumah L'gabe Chulin. Ushnios L'Trumah, they have a din of a Sheni Tumah L'gabe Trumah. So we'll explain what that means. But now we understand the Mishnah, at least, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that if no dam came out at the Shechita, the basar could be eaten even though your hands are Rishon L'tumah, because the basar never became Hukshal L'Kabal Tumah. But if the basar became Hukshal L'Kabal Tumah, then your Rishon hands better not touch that basar, because the basar could become a Sheni. So says Gemara, wait a second, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, does the Shechita make any sense? Tchilos L'chulin in, your Yadayim are going to have the status of Rishon L'tumah, only l'gabe chulin, l'truma lo, and not for truma. We're more machmir l'gabe chulin than we are l'gabe truma. So achi kamar, tchilos af l'chulin, shnios l'truma in l'chulin lo, that yadayim become a rishon l'truma even for chulin, and obviously kol shken for truma, but they become, when they become a sheni l'truma, that only impacts truma, does not impact chulin. So umike yadayim tchilos, what would have to happen to yadayim for them to be a rishon l'truma? Either stam yadayim or a sheni l'truma. What would have to happen to yadayim for them to be Rishon L'tumah? Says Maria, yeah, I'll tell you what. In Titania, we have it could be, because we have the Brisa that tells us, Hichnis Yadav L'bayis Hamanuga. If let's say you have a house that has Saras, assuming such a thing exists, and you stick your hands inside the Bayis Hamanuga, Yod of Tchilos, so your whole body's not Tameh because your body didn't go into the house. Only your hands went into the house, and your hands become a Rishon L'tumah, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'chamrom Yod of Shnios. Chacham say, no, your hands will only become a Sheni L'tumah. But Tukuli Amo Bia B'mikzos Lo Shma Bia. Apparently everyone agrees your whole body doesn't become Tameh because partial entry is not considered that you've entered. V'hacha B'gzer Yod V'atugufa Kamiflagi. And over here, they argue whether it goes or your hands, up to the rest of your body. That if your yadayim would be tahar, you might come to be mitar when your whole body comes into the house. But mar sover yadav ki gufo shavin rabbanan, that just like when kol gufo goes into a bayis hamenuga, your whole body is a rishon l'tumah. So to when your yadayim go into a bayis hamenuga, your yadayim become a rishon l'tumah. Umar sover yadayim ki yadayim di alma shavin rabbanan. That no, whenever we make tumas yadayim is always a sheni. So therefore, even when your yadayim go into a bayis hamenuga, it's only a sheni l'tumah. Now the Gemara suggests a third possible explanation of our Mishnah. V'lukma k'Rabbi Akiva, why not suggest that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar yadav tchilos avyan, and say that the yadayim that go into a bayis hamenuga are rishon l'tumah. Actually, meaning we're saying, why do you have to say it's going like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that yadayim become a rishon l'tumah? Why not say we're going like Rabbi Akiva, who holds yadayim can become a rishon l'tumah? Dilma ki kama Rabbi Akiva hani mili b'tshuma v'kachim d'chamiri avuklun shniel savyan. Maybe even Rabbi Akiva, who holds that yadayim can become a rishon l'tumah when they go into a bayis hamenuga, that's only legabe, it's the ability of those yadayim to impact truma and kachim, but not legabe their ability to impact chulin. V'lahavi nami shniels, and even if they are a sheni l'tumah, shabin l'Rabbi Akiva dam a sheni l'tumah, a shlishi b'chulin. But Rabbi Akiva holds that a sheni l'tumah can make chulin into a shlishi. So there's our third suggestion, right? Maybe the Mishnah is taka talking about that it's chulin, your yadayim are only shniels, but we're going like Rabbi Akiva, well, the chulin can become a shlishi. Detnan bo bayom, on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, famous day when he became the Nasi, darash Rabbi Akiva darshan, v'chol klicheres yitma, Tamei lo ne'amar el yitma l'tamei acherim, that it has the ability to be metamei other things. Limid al kikar sheni shuos a shlishi b'chulin, that apparently Rabbi Akiva holds a sheni can make chulin into a shlishi. So there, don't you see? That's a third explanation of our Mishnah. So it says, no. Dilma hanimili b'tumada araisa al b'drabanan lo. Maybe even Rabbi Akiva holds that a sheni can make chulin into a shlishi. That's only something that's a sheni l'tumana daraisa level. We're only a sheni l'tumah on a drabanan level. They certainly cannot make chulin into a shlishi. So the fourth approach to the Mishnah will be what Elisha picks up with tomorrow. I'm going to be gone tomorrow and Thursday. I'll be back on Friday. Be'ezras Hashem. Everyone have a great day.